these days it can seem like ancestry buffs are everywhere. Even if you're not into genealogy yourself, you probably know somebody who is. Someone who can tell you about all the cool people they're related to and the names of far-off towns their ancestors came from.
Well, and now there's this whole internet, and genealogy has become even more of a craze with sites like Ancestry.com that help research and connect with possible members of our families. Something that used to be a tradition of European nobles is now available for a monthly fee online. Here to talk about genealogy is writer and literary critic Maud Newton. She's got a new piece in Harper's Magazine. It is titled America's Ancestry Craze, Making Sense of Our Family Tree Obsession. Maud, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Well, you dug into your family lineage, and we'll get into that in a bit, but what is driving people to check out their family trees more and more these days?
Well, as you've said, it's a subject that millions of Americans are passionate about, and it's a growing industry. And I think it really exists in this hazy realm between fact and superstition, where we're looking for the facts about our ancestors, but even as we do, we're hoping to understand ourselves.
And you write that this used to be a way for a Greek ruler or a pharaoh to trace their descent back to a god or goddess or royalty to establish the claims. How has it gotten so democratized over the years?
Well, that's right. In the past, it was definitely something that was reserved for nobles, for royalty. Slowly, it trickled into the middle class, very, very slowly. And then during this century, there's been an explosion of interest, in part, I think, because of things like Alex Haley's Roots, which was just such an important story for Americans, but also because now sites like Ancestry.com, as you say, and sites like 23andMe, which now join traditional ancestry research with DNA research, are available to Americans for a very small amount of money, and people can research these things now from their own home.
And you wrote something I wasn't aware of. There's almost a social media element coming in where, with both parties' consent, as you find a third or sixth cousin, you can reach out and maybe make contact with them and compare notes.
That's right. I've corresponded with a number of my relatives, and in some cases we've been able to identify exactly how we're related to each other. Our trees just hook up, and we know that our research is correct going back to that point, and so we know exactly how we are, for example, third cousins once removed. In my own research, one of the most sort of sad and to me important things has been trying to figure out how I'm related to some of my matches, some of my cousins who are predominantly African American. And because my genome only contains 0.1% North African DNA, I know that it's highly likely that I'm related to these cousins because my ancestors owned theirs.
And the topic of race comes up again and again in the piece you wrote. Let's start with your father, who you describe as racist, not like gray area racism, but overtly racist. How did thinking about the way he thought of your family's heritage, genetic and otherwise, affect you as you started to research your family tree?
Well, to be honest, I think that it's one of the reasons I started researching. I never understood why he felt the way that he did, and I think that in researching my family history, I wondered if I would find some sort of, if not exactly an answer, if my research would sort of shed light on that. And it really hasn't, to be honest. But, you know, as you say, his ideas were just so outrageous. I mean, he literally believed that slavery was a benevolent institution that should never have been disbanded.
And you also write that trying to track family heritage among African Americans was important after the Civil War, trying to reconnect families that had been split for, in some cases, generations by slavery, up to Alex Haley's roots and the effort to find those roots. How important has genealogy and trying to track family history been for African Americans?
Well, obviously, I can't speak to that, not being an African American myself, except as someone who's corresponded with relatives and read a lot about it. And my sense is that it's been incredibly sad for people to have no idea exactly what their heritage is. And what I've discovered, and it's not a surprise, we hear about it in the history books, but what I've discovered as I've researched is that people are listed in the census, you know, in the middle of the 1800s, they're listed on quote unquote slave schedules. They're not even listed as people with names. They're listed by sex and by gender. And as I write in the piece for Harper's, that was just a terrible thing to encounter. And one thing I didn't get into in the piece is that I've actually found what purports to be a transcription of the will of one of my ancestors, not the one I talk about there, in which he bequeathed his property, including the people he owned, as though those people were just any other kind of property.
Well, and obviously that the documents may not be there. Are people getting excited about the opportunities presented by genetic testing and the sorts of things that I think it's Henry Louis Gates is doing on TV?
Absolutely. I think that Dr. Gates has a really optimistic view of where this can lead us, that it can show exactly how we're all related and how interconnected we all ultimately are. And his show is often so profound. The episode in particular about John Lewis, the senator, in which he discovers, you know, he marched with Martin Luther King, you know, during the civil rights era and fought for voting rights and many other things. And he discovered that his ancestors were among the first African Americans to vote in Georgia before that right was rescinded.
We're talking to Maude Newton about why genealogy is popular, ever more popular, it seems like, in the United States, and what it tells us about ourselves, that we're interested in it, and what we learn from doing it. And we'd like to hear from you. Have you done this? Have you researched your family tree? What did you find out? Have you met other people, maybe cousins down the line, doing the same thing and compared notes? Why do we do it? What's interesting about it, and what does it mean to you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're back talking about genealogy with Maude Newton. She wrote a new piece on the topic in the June issue of Harper's Magazine, about partly about why we're interested in it and how people do it, and also about what it tells us about ourselves. You can join in. Are you a genealogist? Have you tried to track the family tree? Who have you met along the way, either, you know, current relatives out there that you've compared notes with, or your ancestors long gone? What have you learned about them? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Maude, before we get to our callers, we talked about your father's side of the family a little bit. You found some interesting things on your mother's side, too.
Oh, absolutely. My mother is just such an amazing storyteller, and her family is so idiosyncratic. Some people might say that's a kind word for it. Her father was married 13 times, I'm told, and I've verified 6 of those marriages. His father killed a man with a hay hook, and I discovered that he was actually the sympathetic person in that encounter. And then my mother's 8 great-grandmother and my ninth great-grandmother was accused of being a witch in Massachusetts and beat the charges. And that really interested me because my mother was extremely religious herself to the point of starting a church. And I discovered that she has a history of female preachers in her family. So there's a wealth of riches on her side for sure.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. We've got Julie starting us off in Manitowoc. Hi, Julie.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call because I have a great interest in my own genealogy, and I made sure that I talked to my grandmother, who was from Hungary, before she died. She lived there until she was 15. So she was there during World War One, and she told me the name of this little village that she was from when it was in Hungary, and then the name changed when it became part of Yugoslavia, so I wrote that down. And it eventually became part of it's in Croatia right now. Mm-hmm. So last year I went onto Wikipedia and I found the little village. It has a population of about 900 today. And my family and I are actually going to go there.
Really?
Soon. Yes. We have this big trip to Europe planned.
How wonderful.
Then enjoy the trip, Julie, and thank you so much for sharing that story. Maud, is this where the addiction of genealogy leads to sometimes, actually going back and visiting the old country, whichever one it might be?
Absolutely. I didn't get into this in the article for Harper's, but actually my therapist has gone back to Poland, where his parents lived before the Holocaust, mm. and he has gone back and met some distant cousins with whom he's traveled there. He's not a genealogy person so much, but some of his cousins are, and so he was able to look at records and whatnot and visit these places that were very important to him. And my friend Emily Rabiteau wrote a wonderful book called Searching for Zion. Her own grandfather was actually, she's African American on her father's side, and her own grandfather was killed in Mississippi in the middle of the 1900s, and she went to Africa searching for some sort of a sense of identity that she never felt she'd had before then.
Julie, thank you so much for the call. We'll go now to Sherry with us in Milwaukee. Sherry, hi.
Yeah, hi. My family is very big into this. I'm African-American, and we have a family reunion every year. And it's really big, I think, among a lot of African-Americans. My aunt is addicted, definitely, to this. She has everything. She has birth records, death records. We go back to my great-great-grandfather, and she recently found his pension papers from after the Civil War, where he was a band servant to his master. And, you know, one of the things about it, especially for African Americans, when you look at genealogy, you know, we are intricately linked racially in the United States with, you know, the white Southerners. I mean, it's not just, it's the ownership, of course, of slavery, but it's also a blood relationship. And so seen it in context, like I can't go back farther than my great-great-grandfather, but the feeling that this is where we are from is very much when you look at that genealogy. You know what I mean?
Sure. And Sherry, we were talking earlier about genetic testing to try to get back, have some idea of roots, origins further back than the documents can show us. Have you done that or thought about doing that?
You know, I'm certain my aunt has thought about doing that because she is probably, you know, ready to do that. But it's definitely something I would consider doing. And I think, you know, one of the things I'm certain I will find on both sides is that there's a significant amount of European blood and there's a significant amount of African blood. And that in some sense makes, in my mind, African Americans who are slave families kind of a new version of people who really come about here in the United States. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Sherry, thank you so much for sharing your family story and your thoughts. Maud, what's your response?
I think that everything that Sherry says is so true, and this interconnection, this relatedness is so powerful. It's so sad, and it's also at the same time the reality. And I think that DNA can uncover some of these mysteries, and a number of geneticists believe that eventually we will have, geneticists who have an interest in this sort of thing, believe that eventually we will have something called a universal genetic family tree, which will show exactly how everyone on Earth now is related to everyone else on Earth. And, you know, I don't know how soon that will happen or if it will happen. And there are major privacy concerns with entering DNA into these databases. But at the same time, it has been really powerful for me to meet online some of these cousins and to learn about their own research and to try, in cases where we have common surnames, to figure out exactly where our link is. I haven't been successful in any cases so far, but I'm really interested in pursuing that.
Well, Maud, good luck in making those connections, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with writer and literary critic Maud Newton. Her article, America's Ancestry Craze, Making Sense of Our Family Tree Obsession, is in July's issue of Harper's Magazine.